This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Mrs. Finelli just came into the studio and she gave me some great news. The cat that we adopted several years ago, he was in danger of being squashed because he was hanging out at a tire shop in town. So we adopted this cat. One of our boys named him Little Bit. Well, Little Bit got a urinary tract infection and he had to have surgery, and so that was emergency surgery over the weekend, so he's been in the hospital now for several days, and we just got news that he's going to be coming home today. So I call this cat Fungus, so my name for this particular cat, also known as Little Bit, Fungus, is the most expensive cat we've ever most expensive free cat we've ever adopted. But it's great news that Fungus is coming home, and he'll be back on duty protecting the tractors and the equipment and the cars and the trucks from predatory mice. Kathy?
Yeah, we have our $50 dog. That costs
us thousands. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You know, and they're family. These animals
are
family. And and they vie for attention, you know, and so most of our animals here are, you know, they've adopted us, they've shown up, but, you know, I got a call from a guy who has a tire shop in town. He said, hey, you know, we got this cat who's hanging around, just like that other one that you guys, you know, got from us. And, you know, he hopped on a spare tire of a truck, and he rode to Springfield, Missouri, and he came back, and he's terrified, and he's going to get run over. So do you want to get him, or do we just let him get run over? I said, we'll be right there. So that's the kind of stuff that happens to us. But so Fungus is, you know, he's doing well, and I'm all excited. So, Kathy, we're going to talk about wooden spoons and cutting boards, right?
Yep. Vince, I neglected this for a long time. So what I have two cutting boards that are wooden. I keep one on my counter. It's like 23 inches long and probably about 12 inches wide, and I use it all the time. And after a while, with the knives and the marks and the stains, it starts to look a little weathered. So what I've done is I got some. My friend that's the carpenter had gotten me some, it's called Boos, B-O-O-S, Lock Mystery Oil. And that's what he recommended. It's for butcher blocks, cutting boards, countertops, and your wooden spoons. And I'm embarrassed to say that I have never done my wooden spoons with the oil. I've just never thought about it, but I have a couple real pretty ones that are like teak. And so I'm going to do those in the next few days. I do my cutting board, but I don't sand it all the time, but I do the oil if it starts looking starts to get dried out. So what I would recommend is, and Vince, you can correct me because I'm just really a novice on this. I've just only done it once, but I sanded it with the 180 grit and then wiped it dry, or wipes it off with a cloth, and then I've done the 320 grit, and then I, like, wiped it with a wet cloth and then dried it until I got most of the scratches out. Now, my scratches were very, very minor. I don't use anything where I'm going into the wood. I'll use something else if I really have to chop something. And then I put the oil on, and I leave the oil on overnight. And it might take a couple coats, because if it's real dry, it'll soak in. And then I just take, like, an old T-shirt and kind of wipe off the excess oil. I don't put a ton on. I just put, like, a light coating on. And that helps to protect it. And obviously, your wooden spoons. Now, I know some people put wood in the dishwasher, which I would not recommend, especially a cutting board. But I don't even put my wooden spoons in there or any wooden items. So I just want your thoughts, Vince, if you've done any difference. And I know there's another oil. I think you can get it at Woodcraft. It's called Woodware is another oil. I can't say that about anything about it because I've never used it. But I did a little research, and that's another one people use. But the one I have and tried, it's B as in boy, O-O-S, lock is the name of it.
Well, here are my thoughts. Obviously, that when you cut into the wood, the knife marks, etc., you know, make that surface more irregular. So you want it to be, you know, smooth as it was when it was new. So I really like the sanding with 180 grit, which is a more coarse sandpaper than the 320. So you're starting out with, now, 180 grit is really kind of fine to begin with. So you start out with the 180, and then you get, you know, the most of the cuts smoothed out, and then the 320 is, you know, much finer. And that all sounds great. I like all of that. And, of course, you want to get those little bits of wood that and little pieces of abrasive that come off the sandpaper. You want to get all that off, so you want to wash that. But you know, I've learned that you can use coconut oil on you know, food grade coconut oil on butcher block wood and wood cutting boards, and you can also use food grade mineral oil. So as far as booze lock, I have had no experience with it. But those are two other alternatives. And I think what I might try next would be castor oil, you know, USP castor oil. That's inexpensive. You would use very little. Probably a half a teaspoon would do a whole cutting board. So I think, you know, that is probably an alternative. Now, I've had no experience with it, but that's what I'm going to try next. So, class, do your research before you, you jump on castor oil. But, you know, if Dr. Sheely's good with putting castor oil on the body and USP, you know, pharmaceutical grade castor oil, or putting castor oil drops on, one drop in each eye before bedtime to dissolve cataracts, if he's good with that, and that's castor oil USP, and, you know, make sure you do your research before you do it. I think it's probably just fine to use castor oil USP on butcher blocks and wood spoons. But, Kathy, so here's the question. You know, if we pull out our kitchen drawer and we look in there, you know, we've got all kinds of things that we don't need and don't use. And one of them is two of them are spoons that my mother and my grandmother used to use to stir spaghetti sauce. I remember that from the 1950s. Wooden spoons. And we also have stainless steel spoons. That's what I use. I use the stainless steel ones when I'm cooking, or Mrs. Finelli's cooking. She uses stainless steel. But our grandparents and parents use wood. Now, is that because stainless steel was rare and new back then, and wood was all that was available? Or is there some reason, does wood do something to that spaghetti sauce that nothing else does? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I know that when you're doing canning, you should use wooden spoons. You shouldn't use the metal spoons. They recommend you use like plastic or the wooden, because it does something to the wood. It counteracts with the tomatoes. So that's one thing. And they probably weren't that available. Now, I have a really old, I mean, it's probably 80 to 90 years old. It was my mother-in-law's, and it was her mother's. It's an old stainless steel spoon with a wooden handle, and they used it so much that you can literally see the one side is curved in a little bit more because they had stirred so much. I'm left-handed, so for me it doesn't matter, but they were right-handed. So I just keep it more for sentimental value, but I don't know, Vince. I know that they did have stainless steel things back then, but maybe they just liked the way that the wooden spoons, maybe, I don't know, maybe they didn't scratch, or maybe there was a reason mm-hmm. that they didn't counteract with the mm-hmm. food.
Yeah, and they're using most likely, originally, they were using cast iron pots to make spaghetti mm-hmm. sauce. And then, ultimately, they were convinced into switching yeah. to the new modern club brand aluminum, which, you know, destroys our brains because the spaghetti sauce would leach out the aluminum. And then they went to stainless steel. So I and Mrs. Finelli have only used stainless steel. But we do have one of those older stainless steel, actually I have several stainless steel cooking spoons, you know, large spoons for stirring sauce and things like that, that the handles have broken off. But the spoons are so good that I use them without the wooden handles, because the handles are probably gone for 10 or 15 or 20 years. But the spoons are that good, and there's nothing on the market like them, so I use the spoons without the handles. And I'm okay with that.
Oh, absolutely. I do the same thing. I've got a lot of old utensils, and the one thrift shop that I go to once in a while, I'll find some really old, wonderfully made spoons, the slotted ones, and I'll pick them up for myself or my kids, and they just love them because they're so much. You can't bend them. You know, you mm-hmm. couldn't bend them. I mean, right. Maybe a man could, but I couldn't bend them. So
yeah, and if you look on the where they're stamped, you know, the construction or the country of origin, not one of them will say China. Not one
nope.
will say China on them, because they're all nope. made here in the United States of America.
Vince, I wanted to mention
as ever. Yes.
I'm sorry. I wanted to mention with the wooden cutting boards. I don't cut meat on there. I use a plastic cutting board that I can rinse off and sanitize. But that's just me, and I don't typically do anything really like grimy or anything like that. I try to protect it. It's mostly when I'm chopping vegetables and I cut my bread or those kinds of things. So I just wanted to mention that. And yeah. also, if you cut on a wooden cutting board, it's easier than the glass. Some people have those glass cutting boards, and those, mm-hmm. to my understanding, really dull knives. So I only use those. I have one. It's mostly for a hot pad. But, so I wanted to mention that that's one of the pluses. And I'm glad you brought up the food-grade mineral oil. I forgot to mention that, but that's the one you want to mm-hmm. use is the food-grade, too.
Yeah, and as far as cutting meat, we're with you. We don't cut meat on a wooden cutting board either. We have multiple cutting boards. You know, and so why do we have all these things, class? Well, because my mom had them. And her mom had them, and maybe her mom had them. So these are things, many of the things that we have in our family have been passed down from Mrs. Finelli's side of the family to Mrs. Finelli, my side of the family to me. So we have a lot of old things, and we see no reason to throw them out or get rid of them, because they're really, really good. And they're well made in the day, and they serve the purpose in the day. But a wooden cutting board, is not acceptable for meat, or any kind of meat, or eggs, or anything like that. So we would use either a glass cutting board, a textured glass cutting board, which, as you said, is rough on the knives, or we would use a plastic one, which is not so good either, because the plastic, if you look at your plastic cutting board, it's got slices and dices in it, and little pieces have entered the food, and you've eaten that. So I think glass is probably the best way to go overall in terms of health. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, well over a year ago, our son was, this was before the China panic and the China virus. And our son happened to be at Menards. And he came back and he said, "Hey, Dad, you know, they've got some Hillsboro's coffee, 45 ounces for $6.99. And I said, "Hillsboro's?" He said, "Yeah, H-I-L-L-S-B-R-O-S. I said, "That's Hillsbrothers." And he'd never seen Hillsboro's coffee before. So he said, "What do you think?" And I said, "That's great." And so when he went back, it was still on sale for $6.99 for 45 ounces, class. That's the big can. So he bought, maybe 12 or more, maybe 18, maybe 24 cans of Hillsboro's 45-ounce coffee. And the reason I'm telling you this is I just had a cup, brought it into the studio, and after a year, it's still good. Okay, now it's been sealed, and we just opened this one. But what I'm saying is I think coffee lasts way, 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 way longer than you might think if it's in a steel can. And so, and it was a good deal back then. That was a great price. So, and the other thing I wanted to mention was some of you may want to be weaning off that caffeine. So you could have decaffeinated coffee. Well, what we've been doing is we've been mixing Hillsboro's coffee, Hillsbrothers, with like 50-50 with decaffeinated, naturally decaffeinated coffee. And I like that better. So I just want to let you know that it's not illegal yet to mix decaffeinated coffee with caffeinated coffee. And you don't have to buy it pre-mixed by the coffee manufacturers. You can mix it yourself. And you can tailor how much of decaffeinated to how much of caffeinated that suits your preference. Kathy, any comments about that? Do you guys do that too?
No, I'm not really a coffee drinker. I may have like one cup in the morning. My husband just likes we do the Folgers. I can get the big can on sale. I think it's 48 ounces, and they run them on sale about $6.99 about every 2-3 months at either Sam's or Costco. And that's a good price. And I've heard that there's starting to be a coffee bean shortage. I was reading some of the shortages online the other day, and they did mention coffee as one of them. I don't know if it's a labor shortage or if there's a weather problem.
Well, that was one of the things that I believe you wanted to mention, that some of the items that your research and your experience has led you to feel that there will be short supplies of specific items. Can you share that with us? And we can discuss that if that's what you
want. Yeah, I will. Sure. Coffee was one. And some of these bits, when I was reading through some of the articles, sometimes it's a combination of labor shortage. Sometimes it's weather, sometimes it's shipping, sometimes it's a matter of, like, they can't get one component. Like, I think I mentioned last week that Italy couldn't get glass jars for their spaghetti sauce, or I'm sorry, it was the steel for their spaghetti sauce or their tomatoes. So sometimes it's a combination of any one of those things I just mentioned. Some of them that I have heard, and I did want to ask you about this, too, is they were talking about, like, corn is one, and chlorine, particularly chlorine for, like, people that have pools. Now, I don't know. They didn't mention your household chlorine, which I know is a different strength, but I did read about the chlorine, and furniture is another one. They talked about, there's sometimes people are ordering and they have to wait 6 or 8 months for their furniture. And I know the prices have gone really high. And one little story that I'll mention, there's a local company we have near us, and it's all rural. It's not in the city at all. And we like to go to them sometimes because we can find old tools. We can find cast iron cans, farm things, garden things. So a lot of the older buildings or homes that have the auctions have a lot of this type of thing. And we went to a estate sale last week, and they do it online, so you can bid online. And I was surprised at the prices of things that went up, and it was incredible.
Meaning
high. And the greed. Oh, terrible. And the greed that people... And I'll explain it when we get back about what we experienced.
Okay, that sounds great. We'll be right back. Kathy.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump went to the epicenter of the border crisis Wednesday and slammed President Biden's open border policy, favoring illegal immigration over the American people's safety.
People just weren't getting in unless they came in legally. And now we have an open, really dangerous border, more dangerous than it's ever been in the history of our country.
President Trump went on to say the country is sick right now. Congressman Mike Johnson with the House Judiciary Committee was a part of Trump's entourage and reported to Fox News.
Biden could have just gone to the beach and this thing would have been okay. We were close to completing these sections in these important areas, but he reversed those policies and now we're seeing the effect of it. It's devastating.
A Texas A&M study for nearly 30 years put Los Angeles as the worst traffic in the country. We have a new winner or loser in 2021. New York, Newark region now has the worst traffic in the nation. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
President Biden in Wisconsin Wednesday says it's now or never with regards to the infrastructure plan. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
President Biden is hitting the road to pitch his infrastructure plan to the American people. The president spending time Tuesday in La Crosse, Wisconsin, suggesting there would be no coming back for seconds regarding infrastructure when it comes to basic infrastructure spending, such as roads, bridges, and public transportation. Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman tells CNBC he can get behind the president's bipartisan bill so long as it stays focused on improving the economy.
My hope is that for Democrats, you know, they focus on what's good for the economy, and it, raising taxes right now, particularly making our country less competitive at a time when we finally have a tax rate for not so much corporations is what I'm concerned about, but the workers, because most of the benefit of the tax cuts went to the workers based on the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office and other economic analysis. We've talked about that on this show before. When you raise those taxes, particularly raising them five times higher than we cut them in 2017, it's going to really hurt our workers in terms of wages and benefits and competitiveness.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Hockey Stanley Cup Finals continued Wednesday from Tampa Bay, Florida. The Montreal Canadiens are having a tough time with the Lightning, losing again 3-1. Tampa Bay now leads the best-of-seven series 2-0. Game 3 is Friday evening on NBC. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's with us. Kathy, so you're going to share with us what your findings are relating to prices and individual greed at auctions. Is that right?
Yeah, Vince, you know, what happened was they ended up going nationwide. They were local, and you could get online. You could look at a picture. And one example that we had was my nephew wanted a vise. There was an old vise on a workbench. And everything is labeled according to lots. So this was lot two. So that meant that everything in that picture went with the vise. So when we won the bid for my nephew, and we had some other items that we got. And so we went to pick it up, and we've learned that we print out the pictures because sometimes they'll say, you know, oh, no, I don't know what goes with that, or I don't I don't think you're right. So we print out the pictures. So there was a workbench, and it had all kinds of, like, containers and cigar boxes of, like, hinges, brass hinges, and all these other things that he wanted. So when we got there, all that was on the table was the vice. Somebody else took everything else that was on that workbench, and that was all part of the price that we agreed to pay. And so when we said something to him, then they were like, oh, no, it was just the vice, and they tried to make excuses, and they weren't very honorable about standing behind their mistake. So, you know, that was one instance. But the other one was when we went to get, we had some garden tools, some rakes and shovels and things that we got a good price on. So we went to go pick that up, and there was a man that had, right next to us, had got a bid for his tools, and he was taking the tools off the wall that were on our number, and they have numbers right on there so you know whose is whose. And when my husband said something to him, he goes, oh, no, these are mine. And he goes, well, these are the numbers. And then I think when he realized he got caught, he kind of sheepishly said, oh, yeah, I guess this is mine over here. But had we been 2 or 3 minutes late, he would have cleaned off that whole wall of tools. And the numbers are very visible. So I don't know if people are just being dishonest or what, but it was very discouraging because it's almost like if you wouldn't get there right away, some of the items that you bid on, I think people were walking out with. Because I heard a man make a comment to his wife that somebody took something of theirs too.
So when we were in Virginia, we had a sale. You know, we ran it ourselves. I call it a garage sale, but it was really like we had all kinds of equipment out there. We had tractors and implements and all kinds of extra things. There was just too much stuff for us to move here to Missouri. So we put an ad in the paper, and this was 2005 or so. Put an ad in the paper, and we had a farm, and there was a gate and a fence around the farm. And, you know, a lot of our neighbors were interested in coming to our sale, thousands of items. And so we had the gate locked, and we said, you know, the sale begins, maybe at 8 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. And no exceptions. So we got phone calls from, there was a line at our gate, probably a quarter of a mile long or longer for people who wanted to come in. We got a call from a guy I know, and he said, hey, listen, I'm at the gate, and I just want to, can I get in? He wanted to get in early. Now, why did he want to get in early? So we could snap up, you know, before everyone else. He wanted an advantage over everyone else. And he said, so can I come in? And I said, sure, you can come in at 8 o'clock. So I didn't think it was right to give some guy I know an advantage over the guy in front of him or the guy in front of him that I also knew. I didn't think it was right to give him an unfair advantage, so I would not do that. It's the same kind of guy, the same actual guy who used to buy things from widows, you know, military items, and brag about how he got $2,000 worth of stuff for $10. But she wanted $20, and he negotiated, we'll use that word, down to $10. And he would brag that, you know, what a great deal, I got $2,000 worth of stuff for $10. It's disgusting. So, you know, he wanted an unfair advantage over everybody else. The answer was absolutely positively no. So my question about your vice, did you end up, you didn't get all the things that you thought you were bidding on. Did you end up buying that vice? And if you did, for how much?
It was $12. And it was,
and how
was
heavy
that, you know, oh gosh, I don't know, my husband. It was old. Everything the man had in his barn was good. I mean, he had Milwaukee tools, Makita, Dremel tools. I mean, he had nice stuff. It was probably a nice one because my husband looked at it for my nephew. But it was $12. Mm-hmm. But the thing that I noticed, Vince, in the last few months is that, like a dresser, just a plain dresser, maybe a year or two ago you could get it for like 50 or 60. You know, now they're going for 100, 120, and they're nothing special. The prices have really gone up. And I don't know if people are buying things for need. Maybe they're buying them because they can't get them elsewhere. Maybe people are putting stuff on eBay. I don't know. But it's so discouraging because people, some of the things that people are doing, they're bidding almost as much as what you could buy it for. But, you know, I'll give you one example. Like, every now and again, like when you go in, you know, somebody's got like a shelf and they'll have like rug shampoo on it and they'll have Brasso and that kind of thing. A year or two ago, I could probably buy that whole shelf for $8, $6. The one shelf went for $50. So it's like, you know, it really went up. So I did kind of want to mention that. I don't know if everybody else is kind of noticing the same thing. Now, you can still get some good deals. We did get a few things. I got some good garden tools that nobody else bid on, but I got outbid on many, many things. And I did get both of the bread machines. The one, Vince, I don't know how to pronounce it. The one that begins with a Z.
Zozarucci.
I did get that, and it cost me $80.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
I mean, that
know,
was more than
brand new, maybe close to 10 years ago, 5 to 10 years ago, they were $239, $240 for that machine. So. You probably did really well. I mean, if it wasn't beat up and if it was barely used and the paddles were in good shape and not chipped and, you know, the Teflon still on them and the baking pan still in good shape, I think you did really well. Because if you were to buy the paddles alone and the baking pan, I'll bet you that cost you $80 without the bread making machine.
Well, it didn't look like it was used. But Vince, while we're talking about it, I did want to mention this, if I can just take a quick detour. You know, I've been making bread for a long time, and it didn't dawn on me until probably about a year ago, and I think it was because I was doing a show probably either with you or with Sharon. But what I found was I went back and I looked at one of my old well-built cookbooks, and I think it was misprinted. There was spelling in there that was wrong, so I'm not sure whether they printed it in the United States or somebody didn't spell check it. But what the average, let's say if you're going to make a loaf of bread in your bread machine, if you're using 3 cups of flour, you should use, give or take, a tablespoon, but right around 1 cup of water. If you measure your flour correctly, that's what it should be. Now, I looked in these cookbooks from Well-Built, and they have 3 cups of flour, but theirs is 1 1/3 to 1 1/2 cups of water. So I purposely added that much in there, and it was like soup. It was real goopy, like pancake batter almost. So that bread never would have come out normal. So I kind of, thinking about it, I'm wondering if people that had bread machines got discouraged because the calculations on the recipes weren't right. And every bread machine's a little different. I'm sure you noticed that too. You have to kind of tweak it. But if you use that 1 cup of water to 3 cups of flour as a guide, if it goes way over that, I would say go back to do the 1 cup of water and try it and add a little bit at a time. Now, what I do is I stir my flour with a stainless steel spoon. I stir it in the container and then I lightly add it to a measuring cup. And that'll make your bread airier. If you just take your cup and just go in there and scoop it out, it makes it more dense and it doesn't raise as well. And the other trick that I do is I let it knead for about 3 or 4 minutes till it's all kneaded, and then I kind of just take the back of my hand and I just touch the dough. I open up the lid and touch the dough. As long as my hand, it's not a lot of dough is sticking to it, it should be not too wet and not too dry. If it's so dry that it's knocking around in the pan or there's a lot of flour on it, you need more, like 1 tablespoon of water at a time, maybe not even that much. But if it's just enough to where, like, you'd have pizza dough where it kind of sticks to your fingers a little bit, just a little, then your texture should be right. But I got discouraged when I was a young mom because I'm sure the bread machine cookbook was wrong. And my bread would raise and then it would fall or it would be uneven. And it's probably because some of these recipes aren't correct. So I did want to mention that because if somebody's making bread and they have trouble, that could be the problem.
Okay. Well, very, very good point. So what we're talking about is attention to detail. And so obviously there was a misprint. Someone didn't catch it. Someone didn't write it down right before it was typed. You know, we're talking about something that might be 20 years old, maybe a little older, in this bread machine. So find other recipes before you give up on your bread machine. Find some other recipes and see if adjusting the amount of flour, the amount of yeast, the amount of water, the amount of salt, the amount of lemon juice makes a difference. And don't adjust it by a lot, just a little tweak. And you mentioned a vise, and I wanted to say that I wanted to buy a vise several years ago, and you know, before the China virus panic. And I found one on Craigslist, and it was about roughly between $35 and $50. And it was an American-made vise. It was 5 inches. Now, that was a lot of money back then for a vise. Well, I just looked up the Harbor Freight vise, which would be comparable somewhat in size and shape, but less weight. The Harbor Freight one is, the Vincent's rule about the Chinese products where they find out the absolute minimum amount of material that's necessary and they make it with 10% less than that. So that's Vincent's rule about substandard Chinese products. Now, that doesn't mean all products from China are substandard, but just the ones I find. Anyway, so I'm looking at this Harbor Freight vise. So it's made in China vise. And one of the reviews said exactly what I thought. Broke day one. So this guy went to use it, and the jaw snapped off on day one. So locking bolt stripped within a week. That's another guy. Stripped out the threads of the vise the first time it was used. Top jaw busted right off. Poor quality. And that's just some of the reviews. So I bought an American one for...
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Kathy, here's what I have found. That prices of things that I would want to buy, whether they be used or new, things that are necessary. I'm not talking about frivolous things that no one needs. I'm not talking about cell phones. I'm not talking about DVD players or Blu-ray players or televisions, things that people don't need, things that they do need, quality tools, etc. Whether they be new or used, I'm finding that the prices are 3, 4, and 5X what they were, 2 years ago. That's what I'm finding. And I'm finding that I'm looking at this Harbor Freight webpage about the reviews of this 5-inch vise that they're selling for $79.99, $80, right? Plus tax. There are 805 five-star reviews. One-star review, there are 183 of them. 183 people said this is a one-star review. Broke day one, waste of time, locking bolts stripped within a week, top jaw busted off, poor quality, sloppy, bad casting, really bad, poor quality, did not hold up, not a good vise for anything but light use. Vise broke after about 2 years, bad, not as described, horrible quality, fine for light duty work but not heavy duty use, poor quality and return product to store, very poor material that it's made out of, very poor quality, please look at the picture, it's hollow. I found out when the jaw snapped off. Not worth it. Disappointing. That's what people are saying about this particular. This is their big vise. Not their little one. Not the one for homeowners use. This is the one that a mechanic might buy for the shop. 5 inches. Looks heavy. But it's nowhere near as heavy as the American one that I bought that was used years ago. So what's happening is that, just as they said in the reviews, there are voids in the concrete castings of these vices. They don't get the air bubbles out. So they're weak. Now, they paint them up and they make them look great, but you can't see the inside where the air bubbles are, the voids in the cast iron. So a vice should never break. A vice should last multiple lifetimes. But I think you'd be very disappointed in the Chinese factory tool outlet, their products, if you bought one of theirs, as we don't buy any more Harbor Freight tools. They are absolutely substandard in every way I can think of. So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's just me, and maybe I just happen to pick out the defective ones. So if you work for Harbor Freight or Eric Schmidt, if that's really your name and you're actually the CEO, and if you'd like to come on the air with me, we'll pay for the call. I'll put you on for a whole hour or two, and let's talk about the Chinese tools that you sell. And you have names on them like Chicago, Pittsburgh, Central Forge, Central Pneumatic. You use names that have already been in the public vernacular for years. So when we think of Chicago tools, we might think of a good quality. Well, I submit to you that your Harbor Freight tools using names like Chicago and Pittsburgh do not equate with Chicago and Pittsburgh. So Eric Schmidt, CEO, come on, let's talk about it. We'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. You can call anytime. We'll interrupt our broadcast in process to put you on. We'll give you access to USA Prepares that's unprecedented. No one else has been able to do that. I offer that to you because I think you sell junk. And let's shoot it out, you know, figuratively, on the air, with words. Kathy?
So $12 for a good vice was, I'm sure, a great deal for him.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. If it's an American-made vice, absolutely. Or if it's a Polish-made vice, absolutely. Because I've owned both vices made in the United States and Poland. And I bought, probably 30 years ago, a vice made in Poland, probably 4 inches, and I paid $18 for it, like 40 years ago. And that was a good deal. And it's... I ended up selling it because there's just too much stuff to move here. But someone was glad to buy that. Absolutely delighted to buy it. So quality tools, quality products are bringing more money because I think people have figured out that the landfill is getting too big. You know, the China landfill in your neck of the woods, class. And they've sold us junk. They've sold us defective products. They've sold us toxic waste. They put it in dog food. They put it in everything. Drywall, substandard products. That's why the price, in my opinion, of good quality things made in the United States and other reputable countries is going up, up, up. Because people are sick of these broken, even though they have lifetime warranties, it doesn't matter if they keep breaking. And we've got some Harbor Freight ratchet bars, breaker bars at ratchet. They keep breaking. Kathy, boy, 2 hours went fast. Wow. Any quick comments before we end the broadcast?
Well, Vince, it was discouraging because I know people wanted things, but people had like trailers behind them loading stuff up. So I think you're right. I think people are just buying stuff while they can still get it of good quality.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe next couple of weeks I'll have time to talk about wheels, trailer wheels. Don't buy the China wheels. For $2 more, you can get trailer wheels made in India that hold 10% more weight. Now, they're not great either, but they're better than the China ones. Kathy, thanks so much for being with us. Thank you.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.